welcometo.org, KGNU's look at local nonprofits.
This is Chris Schultz with KGNU's.org, and I'm here with Mary Putnam from the Reciprocity Collective. Mary, you want to tell us a little bit about your organization and what you guys do?
From the constituents of the community, also to really just be very responsive and be a customer service driven model. And then also understanding that I thought there were more efficient ways we could use our fiscal resources, that if we collaborated more within the sector, hence the name Reciprocity. I love that word. You know, you're doing things that benefit you, but also benefit others. We develop partnerships with other nonprofits that have services. And so that's kind of this exchange. But we also develop with other community-based organizations that may have volunteers or may have goods that they want to donate. The business partners are partnerships in providing employment opportunities. It's really working with us to not only understand the value of the folks we work with, but understand their challenges. So we'll go on site to job coach. We go on site to actually help develop their managers around HR practices that are more inclusive and equity based. We're doing something, someone else is doing something, and it's all really to provide supports and spaces in our community for folks who have been experiencing homelessness that really need all kinds of things to find stability. And we try to gather up organizations and people that can help them find that. We go out on the street still and they sit down and it's like, well, what do you need? Well, they want to apply for a job and we help them build a resume. They've lost their ID. We help them get a replacement ID. They need bus tickets to go to a medical appointment or even get to work. We had somebody who was visiting from California. Her ID was stolen while she was here. And she was basically stuck in Denver. And an organization like ours can assess the situation and say, we'll take care of that, because we knew that that's what was going to be best for her. And so there's all these different interesting ways that we step in. But with that also, it's like, okay, we can help you in this moment, but let's then talk about how we keep this from happening again. And, you know, what we really try to do as an organization is to continue to look at the landscape and see, are there better ways we can be working together? Are there ways that we can develop services that are more respectful for people's humanity? And what we have right now are just these systems of homeless service provision that leaves a lot of people out. So, you know, we just really encourage people to try to learn as much as possible, get to know all the members of their community, even the ones who are unhoused, because I think they'll find at how much we're all alike. So we do have a website, thereciprocitycollective.org. There you can sign up to be on our mailing list, or you can just email information@thereciprocitycollective.org. Get to know all the members of their community, even the ones who are unhoused, because I think they'll find at how much we're all alike. So we do have a website, thereciprocitycollective.org. There you can sign up to be on our mailing list, or you can just email information@thereciprocitycollective.org.
For their link and another listen, go to our blog at kgnu.org/dotorg.